I'm Aaron Schachter, and this is The World. I'm in the Fraser Recording Studio here at WGBH to meet Canadian singing sensation Basha Bulat. Basha, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. It's so great to have you here. Some of the press has been calling you the new Joni Mitchell.
There can only be one. There can only be one. It's not fair. This is just, you know, she's like a genre unto herself. So I think that
it's pretty high praise, though.
It's, of course, but I'm not sure I'm worthy of that praise. I love her, obviously. You know, this is like one of the people I grew up listening to, and I feel like she partially raised me. She's in a class unto herself, of course.
Would you consider her a musical influence?
I would say an inspiration, too.
Any other influences?
Ah, there's so many. I mean, I've also been influenced a lot by the kind of writing that I've just been reading my whole life. The writers that I love, people like Alice Munro or Margaret Atwood, or a filmmaker like Sarah Polley. I guess if we're going to stick with all things Canada, there's a kind of great tradition of amazing independent women doing their own thing in Canada, which is pretty great.
Could you explain for us what was behind the song Wires on the new album?
Oh, yeah. Wires is, I guess, a song I wrote to try and literally talk myself out of negative state of mind and to try and convince myself not to hold myself back from whatever I'm feeling or whatever it is that I'm afraid to feel.
All right, let's hear a little bit of it now.
Talk me out of my lies and forgive myself for trying. Tell me to be brave tonight. And if we compare the time, take me out of the wild, build up my frame of mind, and burn it till you're set on fire. Tell me when you cut the wires, talk me out of this time, open this heart of mine. Tell me when you cut the wires now, open this heart of mine.
You know what? The first thing I thought of when you were playing here in the studio was, I got to get my kids playing piano.
Oh, my God.
did you do anything else growing up, or was it all piano, piano, piano?
I played a lot of different instruments. I actually feel like I need to practice piano a lot more.
Because you play everything, right?
I play a lot of things, yeah. I started on piano when I was young because my mom taught classical piano. In school, I started picking up the two opposite ends of the spectrum in terms of
I suppose, range. I was playing the flute in the stage band, and I was playing upright bass in the string orchestra. So it's kind of been all over the place, discovering rock and roll, or so to speak. So picking up guitar, fretted string instruments like that.
How many instruments do you play?
I try to convince myself that I can play anything if I at least well enough that I could write a song on it, but that's not true. I definitely will stay away from the violin and the oboe.
This current album was co-produced with Tim Kingsbury of Arcade Fire.
And Mark Lawson.
Yeah. Did that change your sound any?
I think for sure. It was really great to work with both of them. Tim had actually played bass on my second album, so we had known each other for quite some time. And we had become good pals, and it just seemed to make a lot of sense to work with your friends who knew where you're coming from, but were also very cognizant of the fact that I really wanted to do something different, and they're the kind of open-minded, multifaceted, multi-talented people that would help me, you know, and be encouraging, and then would also have that elder brother attitude to, you know, take me out of any sort of headspace of nerves or anything like that. You know, they know when to make fun of you at the same time.
Basha Bulat, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And we'll go out with Basha's song, Tall, Tall Shadow. You can see Basha's performance live for the world. It's all at PRI.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, that's it for us today. Have a great Thanksgiving.
But the shadow is yours.